It is time to bring in Dr. Judy Werpman, co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, and of course, author of Simon Loses His Tummy. But ladies and gentlemen, she joins us here for Food for Mood every week. God bless her soul. Good morning, Dr. Werpman.
Thank you very much. What a wonderful introduction.
Isn't it? And more to the point, because you are a scientist and don't suffer from this weasel disease that has beset many journalists who just ask these random questions. Is the sky blue, so that they can answer it and have a panel about it? You've asked a
That's right. They don't ask your opinion on something. I'm not even sure, Joe, the sky is blue. People keep telling us it's just because of the various things, you know, particulates in the environment. And I guess if we were on the moon, the sky would not be blue. I don't want to go there.
So
astronomy is not my forte.
Your question is a yes or no, and the question is, do people with mental disorders receive enough medical care? And I can answer that, and I'm not even in the biz.
Yeah, well, you know, it's overlooked. And the problem is something that was brought home to me in a long conversation I had with a friend, a recently retired psychiatrist who started out his medical professional life as an internist and then actually did both the internal medicine, primary care doctor, and also psychiatry. We were talking about the article that appeared in the New York Times about a week or so ago detailing the side effects that patients are complaining about when they withdraw from their antidepressants. And he was telling me that, you know, anybody who is being withdrawn from these medications has to be withdrawn very, very, very slowly in order to diminish and try to prevent the many side effects that occur as the drugs leave the body. And he said, in particular, if patients are taking more than one drug, that's very complicated. And he said, so frequent visits are necessary. But he said, you know, the visits are so short these days with a psychiatrist that oftentimes the patient doesn't have time to even talk about the symptoms. It's like, how are you sleeping? How are you feeling? You're not suicidal. Okay, here's a renewal for whatever you're doing. I'll see you next week, or, you know, keep going, you know, just withdraw from the medication. And he said, because the visits are usually 4 to 6 minutes long, and I was shocked, because somehow in my naive, you know, idealistic view of what happens when you go see a psychiatrist, you know, you're there talking for a half hour, an hour, what have you, about your problems. Well, apparently not so. You know, and then I said to him, well, what happens to people who are, you know, severely depressed, really never see any medical care provider other than a psychiatrist, because they're really too depressed to see their internist? I mean, they may have high blood pressure, they may be overweight because of the weight gain potential of the drugs they're on, and developing potentially diabetes or high cholesterol. You know, what about people who are, and I know somebody, a relative of a friend of mine, who this happens to her, then when she becomes severely depressed, she simply doesn't eat for 4 to 6 weeks, and she lies in bed. She never gets up. You know, she has muscle wasting. It's like anybody who's lying in bed. I said to him, what happens to these people who need medical care? And he said, they don't get it, because the only doctor they are able to see, because they need to see that doctor for their prescriptions, is the psychiatrist, and 4 minutes is not long enough to identify a problem like high blood pressure, weight gain, high cholesterol, or maybe even, you know, something that looks like cancer on the skin that should take you to a dermatologist. And, you know, but he said to me that happily some therapists, some psychiatrists who are obviously MDs, because they have to have medical training before they go into psychiatry as a specialist, they are taking upon themselves to deliver the kind of medical care that a GP might have many years ago. You know, they're really looking at the whole patient, not just what's happening to the mental disorder, and doing things like, you know, taking blood pressure, such a simple thing. It takes, you know, 2 minutes, weighing the patient, asking about the patient's general health, and then if the patient seems to have some problems, picking up the phone and making an appointment so that patient can go see an internist or some specialist that will take care of the medical problem. He said it takes longer. Of course, you can't see six patients in an hour, but the payoff is that these patients are finally getting the medical treatment they need to stay healthy. And it seems like such a simple, commonsensical idea, but something that has been totally overlooked. And, you know, and I was thinking about this, Jill. You know, you and I, we go see, let's say, a dermatologist. We have, as I wrote this, have a freckle, and we think, oh my God, it must be a melanoma. We go see the dermatologist, and maybe he takes or she takes a biopsy, or says, no, it's just a freckle, or it's just something that is maybe like a basal, something that's not really serious, and deals with it. And of course, you would never expect your dermatologist to ask about your general health, unless it's something to do with some underlying skin disease. And that's fine, because you have an internist who actually makes a referral for you often to see the dermatologist. So you have a backup person who's dealing with your general health. But when you see the psychiatrist, there is no internal medical backup for most people. And again, I think maybe, and I'm sure, that some of the recovery from depression probably is slowed down because of the lack of looking at underlying medical problems, from diabetes, cancer, obesity, and cardiovascular problems, and it's simply general health. And wouldn't it be nice if all psychiatrists, not just the ones that my friend happened to know, would take upon themselves to deliver this kind of care?
And it's really... This is a big picture. One of the problems in big picture medicine, let's call it, is that common sense doesn't. It takes a beating.
Right, my friend was saying is 6 patients an hour. I mean, how much time do you have to spend? 10 minutes with a patient in and out. How are you? Here's your prescription. Goodbye. See you in 6 weeks.
Right. And what it does, it's you know, just think for a second about a trip to the vet, okay?
That's right.
You take little Fluffy in, and...
You're absolutely right.
And
Fluffy gets a half hour.
Oh, Fluffy has to have a half hour because you got to feel around because Fluffy can't talk.
That's exactly right.
So,
and viewer, their owner, Fluffy's owner, you say, oh, he's not feeling too well, he doesn't need to be eating, or he's pooping, not as enough. Yeah, you talk about your dog.
But the great thing about Fluffy is, in a lot of cases, it's the same symptoms that the veterinarian, the doctor, then has to sort out. Because, like, okay, Fluffy's lethargic, Fluffy isn't, so it requires a certain amount of interest and conversation and looking and feeling Fluffy.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
That bit is sort of forgotten in this situation because Fluffy is supposed to report on their own condition, which is never good. Never good.
And again, the thing is, Fluffy doesn't talk. Fluffy's a dog. But somebody who's severely depressed oftentimes there's a great deal of difficulty wanting to communicate.
Correct.
You know, the person just stops talking, doesn't want to be seen by anybody. Again, I have a close friend who has a close relative, who when that relative gets depressed will take to bed for 6 weeks and only get up to use the bathroom. And my friend said, this person stops eating. She doesn't want to chew. She doesn't like food in her mouth. I said, well, what happened? 6 weeks. You can't go without food. I mean, is she even getting enough water? Will she drink something like Ensure? Her husband tries to get her to do this. I think that person is totally malnourished at the end of the 6 weeks when, hopefully the depression begins to relent a bit. And you know what it's like if you lie in bed for a week, how frail you feel when you get up. You feel you're not balanced. You know, you've lost muscle mass. Consider lying in bed without moving for 6 weeks. Your muscle is wasted away. Who is paying attention to this? Nobody. Hmm. It's really shocking. I mean, we're not living in a place where there's no medical care. And yet, these people are totally overlooked when it comes to doing the most commonsensical interventions to make sure that people are getting the medical care they need. I mean, a nurse practitioner, a visiting nurse, somebody should be seeing these people, and nobody is.
You know, it's interesting because I can relate to that after I had 3 surgeries over 2 years. I can tell you right now, how long has it been since the last surgery, Joe?
About a year and a half.
About a year and a half. I'm just getting my muscles in my legs and behind my knees and everything like that, just getting them back to where they're strong enough to do the things I need to do.
That's right. Yeah. And
that's
you were not lying inert, Marcia. I mean, at least you're moving your upper body.
Yeah, but the lower portion of my body, the legs, didn't do anything for about a year and a half. And I'll tell you what, it's been a good year getting them back into almost order. Where lifting up a leg to get into a sport utility vehicle is a tough thing for me.
That's a
And but I'm finally getting used to it and doing it. So I can imagine what you're saying when you're just lying there completely. You have
inert.
Yeah, it's a wow.
Yeah, and then nobody's like, yeah. Okay, there's...
And nobody is paying attention to me. The husband forces her to drink water and maybe some juice. And so not only she must be wasting because she doesn't move, but she's not getting the protein or any of the nutrients to even maintain the little muscle mass that she should be maintaining, you know, by twitching her muscles. Nothing is happening. And nobody, her caregivers, her psychiatric caregivers, just are not paying attention. They aren't even aware of it. I mean, in fact, the husband doesn't even think to call to say this is what's happening, because he assumes that nobody will pay attention. And these are highly educated people. So, I think of the people who are by themselves, especially, you know, who are living by themselves, and many severely depressed people are, because they don't have relationships, they don't work, they have no family. And, you know, and so it's probably happening much more than we think. We know it's happening among the elderly, but I'm sure it's happening among people who are much younger as well.
Thank you very much.
So I don't know if anything's going to change, but I said happily, there are some psychiatrists who are taking upon themselves to deliver at least sort of perfunctory medical care so they know if somebody needs to go to see a doctor. And again, why not even take their blood pressure? Why not even weigh them? Why not even just, you know, look to see, or do they look like they're pale and malnourished, and send them to a nutritionist or something? That doesn't take more than, 2 minutes?
No, you're right.
And it certainly could be put into maybe a 12-minute visit or a 15-minute visit. I mean, I think these things have to start changing.
Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman.
Well, talk next week. Okay, hope the sun starts shining, maybe eventually.
Food for mood.
And, of course, you can hear Dr. Wortman here every Thursday morning on Robin. Well, not every Thursday morning. Just about every Thursday morning.
You can also hear it the weekend, and you can hear on Tuesday around the in what we call the noon block, what Marshall calls the noon block.